Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, the 24th of September, 2013. Hope the week is off to a pretty good start for you. The Buckmaster Show is live each weekday, 12:04 to 1, right here on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice, and also Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. We're live streaming our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, so you can hear the program right at your computer. We also make the program available for you anytime, anywhere by visiting buckmastershow.com. That's where we have our podcast programs for you, and the show is also posted with podcasts to the TucsonCitizen.com and TucsonSentinel.com, and we have prominent links on the home pages of the Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun at GVNews.com and the homepage for BlogForArizona.com. So we try to make it as easy as possible for you to hear our program and to find us very conveniently. Coming up during the Tuesday noon hour, a newsmaker interview with the State Director of the Arizona Department of Veterans Affairs, Ted Vogt, will join us. 20 minutes past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman joining us for the Tuesday Money Maker Report. 30 minutes past the hour, our monthly visit with Dr. Robert Hendricks. He is the Buckmaster Show contributor on education. We'll be talking about parents who decide, well, for one reason or another, to opt out of having their kids take standardized tests. Well, is that a good idea? We'll hear what Dr. Hendricks thinks about that. Then we'll close out the show with the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report presented by Fox Tucson Theater. Joining me in studio today will be Tucson Weekly editor Dan Gibson. We invite you to join us. If you'd like to call in at 790-2040, that's the Buckmaster Show live line. We also invite you to become a friend of the Buckmaster Show. We're easy to find on Facebook. It's Bill Buckmaster. Let's welcome now Ted Vogt. Mr. Vogt is the director of the Arizona Department of Veterans Affairs. He is a proud veteran of the U.S. Air Force, serving our country for 6 years on active duty as an intelligence officer. After the attacks on 9/11, he deployed to Afghanistan in support of Operation Enduring Freedom and throughout the Greater Middle East area in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom. When he left active service in 2006, he returned home to Tucson and earned his law degree at the University of Arizona on the GI Bill. Director Vogt served in the Arizona House of Representatives from 2010 until 2013 as a state representative from Legislative District 30, which covers Tucson, or did cover under that alignment, Tucson, Sierra Vista, and Tubac. Director Vogt was on the program here on the Buckmaster Show within days after the announcement a couple of months ago that he had been named the director, and so we thought it would be time to get an update. Director Vogt, how are you today?
Bill, it's great to be back on your show, and I'm doing great. I'm still—I can't even say that I'm drinking from the fire hose. I think I'm drinking directly from the hydrant, but I'm really loving it. You know, what a great community to be serving, and I'm traveling around the state visiting veterans wherever they are.
What are some of the things you're learning?
Well, you know, one is just the departments within, or excuse me, the divisions within the Department of the Arizona Department of Veterans Services. Probably most veterans will interact with our Veterans Benefits Counselors. We've got 36 of them stationed throughout the state, and we did it very strategically so that no veteran is more than 1 hour away from one of our Veterans Benefits Counselors. So, you know, just getting out there, meeting up with our benefits counselors and learning what they do and the issues that they're seeing come through their doors. You know, Arizona, most of our population is in Maricopa County or Pima County, but the rest of the state is highly, highly rural. And so the issues that we're seeing in some of the out counties versus what we see here in Maricopa and Pima County, it's different. So learning about that, getting out there. I'm doing a lot of interfacing and consulting with the tribes. I've been up to the Navajo Nation, to the White Mountain Apache. I was out at the Gila River and Maricopa Veteran Celebration this weekend and going to be talking with the San Carlos next week. So just learning about the veterans and their issues.
Well, you know, Director Vogt, this state, and as you have found out and learned, has a great tradition of supporting our United States military veterans, and it goes back to World War One, World War Two, Korea, Vietnam. We really do support our veterans. And are you saying there are offices now in each of the counties?
Yes, every county has at least one Veterans Benefits Counselor's office. Some of them, as you would expect, like in some of the larger counties, have more than one. But we want to make sure that we are getting to veterans where they are. And as a matter of fact, we're actually ahead of the curve here in the state of Arizona. All of our submissions that we make to the VA for claims, for disability claims or whatever, we do all that online. So a matter of fact, our veterans counselors, they've got their laptop and their hotspots, and they're able to travel around and really help veterans wherever they are.
If a veteran has a claim, do you suggest then seeing one of your counselors first before going to the VA?
Absolutely. You know, we are a department of the state of Arizona. We work closely with the federal VA, but we are not the federal VA. What we are veterans advocates. So we approach it a little bit differently than maybe other, like the VA might. We're out there to make sure that veterans get every benefit that they're entitled to. So with our veterans counselors being in every county and very close, and the fact that all of our services are free of charge, if you have questions about the benefits above and beyond your disability claims, or if you want to file a claim with the VA, come see one of our benefits counselors. And a matter of fact, veterans can go online to our website. It's azdvs.gov, and they can click on the benefits tab, and they will see where our offices are.
I think you've done kind of a redesign, too, of the website, haven't you?
Well, we're working on it. We're about ready to make a major one. We're trying to get more content on there, but we're going to be doing a major redesign, hopefully within this last quarter of 2013, or by the first quarter of 2014.
Of course, as you pointed out, this is the Arizona Department of Veterans Affairs and not the federal VA. But a lot of people are very concerned, veterans, about a possible shutdown of the federal government when funding perhaps runs out on Tuesday. I'm just wondering, what are you hearing from your friends at the VA, and should folks be concerned? What can you tell us?
Well, first and foremost, the federal shutdown, if it were to happen, will not affect the Department of Veterans Services here in the state of Arizona. So our office will remain open to answer questions for veterans. For the federal side of it, you know, they do this sort of continuity of operations planning, and they've sort of racked and stacked the services that are most critical down to least critical. And so if the shutdown were to happen, they will implement that. And, of course, you can imagine anything doing with the health, welfare, or safety of an individual, such as the medical centers, et cetera, those are going to be the top priority to keep open and operating, and then they'll kind of move down from there. But, you know, whether or not this happens, it's still sort of up in the air, but they have done planning ahead of time.
I wanted to ask you about the complaints about slow service in getting claims taken care of. I noticed on your website that the Arizona Department of Veterans Affairs has joined what is called Fully Developed Claims, the community of practice, with the VA. Can you explain what that means?
Yes, a fully developed claim means that all the information that you are going to want to submit to the federal VA, your medical records, anything that you would use to support your disability claim, essentially you have pulled together on your own, and that when you come into our office and we upload all that information, we send it, it will speed along the process because all the information is there. The federal government doesn't have to go out and reassemble your records from the service or from any medical centers. And by so doing a fully developed claim, the way that the VA is trying to incentivize service members doing it that way is that you could possibly get up to a year additional of when your claim goes active. For instance, if I were to file my claim today and it takes a while for the VA to adjudicate it, and let's say a year down the line, they go ahead and award me a disability, then my claim date is of the day today that I filed. So what they're saying is if you do a fully developed claim and you were to file today, and a year later they actually adjudicate it, they will go back a year prior to your filing and say, okay, you've earned your benefits up to that date. The VA is working hard to deal with this backlog. They have adjudicated all the claims 2 years and older, so now they're working on those claims between 1 year and up to 2 years. And this fully developed claim is a real big initiative from Secretary Shinseki to try to address a backlog with the veterans that are coming out now.
All right. Representative, I'm still used to calling you Representative Vogt. You are Director Ted Vogt of the Arizona Department of Veterans Services. Thank you very much. And once again, the website is azdvs.gov for more information. Ted, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bill. Best to you.
All right.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Hey, have you noticed all the road construction in the Tucson area?
Yes, I see lots of road work.
Yeah, in fact, the Regional Transportation Authority is funding work right now for more than a dozen projects, including bus pullouts and intersections.
I sure see lots of RTA orange signs downtown and in the region.
Yeah, and I hear new RTA projects will begin soon.
Great. The RTA projects makes for better roads and safer driving for all of us.
Getting underway, the Houghton-Broadway intersection, the RTA delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
At Cox Business, we don't cook the entrees.
Order up.
But we are in the restaurant business. Just ask Kirsten Traina, co-owner of the Liberty Market Restaurant.
Power burger with cheddar.
She prefers doing business with local suppliers, including produce from a local farm, and internet and phone service from Cox Business. She counts on us for reliable internet, with speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL and feature-rich business phone service.
Margarita pizza.
And our award-winning local support team is available 24/7. Visit coxbusiness.com to get business internet select and phone for only $99 per month. Plus, ask about next-day professional installation.
And a carrot cake.
That's for me. Switch to Cox Business today and see how your business is our business. Offer valid until 9/30/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on max download speed of Cox Business Internet service 150 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second service. Other restrictions may apply. Next day install subject to availability. Eligibility restrictions may apply.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner and the host of our Tuesday Money Maker Report on the Buckmaster Show. Shell is up in Phoenix today at an advisor's meeting. Shelley, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. How are you today?
Doing very well. Shelley, as you know, lots of uncertainty about a possible government shutdown. So investors are wondering, well, what's the likely effect going to have on our investments?
Well, I think the best way to demonstrate the answer to that question is to take a look at what the market did on Friday when the House of Representatives sent a bill over to the Senate that would have essentially prescribed the idea that there's going to be a shutdown, and the market dropped 185 points. Markets hate this kind of uncertainty. They hate the kind of shenanigans that are going on in Washington, and you know they vote with their bucks. So if we do have a government shutdown, I think the market will take its price in that shutdown.
And how long will it last, and how long would we continue to feel the effect, Shelley?
Well, if the shutdown lasts for more than a weekend or 4 or 5 days, and the market drops significantly, I think it could cause what would technically be called a correction. And, you know, it takes time to recover from something like that. So I think that, you know, we've got a double whammy here. We have the possibility of a government shutdown and then the possibility of the debt level of the U.S. Obligations not being raised. Those, you know, one happening and then the other lurking 30 days away, those two things could have a very, very negative effect on the market, and it could last the rest of the year.
Right now, the last I checked, Shelley, it looked like the market was up just a small bit this morning. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was. Now, the Dow appears to have dropped a little negative for the day. The Nasdaq's up pretty well. So it's a mixed day, but fairly flat.
And it's been, as you say, Friday, there was a reaction, and a lot of investors are really on pins and needles about what's going to be happening here. Meanwhile, the markets apparently have recovered from that prior scare over Fed easing the stimulus programs, correct?
Well, that's exactly right. What happened was the Fed came out and said they're going to leave, and this was somewhat of a surprise, that they were going to leave the quantitative easing program in place. And when that happened, the pullback in bonds, both municipal bonds and treasury bonds and also commercial bonds, began to recover. Recovered very nicely, actually, over a one-week period. So that what we're seeing is a renormalization of that market. And that renormalization has I think, led the way for the rest of the year, unless our friends in Washington just do something silly.
Well, people, and of course, they're worried about what action they should take getting back to this possible shutdown. Are you pretty much telling folks to kind of just let's ride this out?
Yeah, that's really all you can do unless you're willing to take a bunch of risk and make almost daily changes in your portfolio. The one permanent effect here is if in fact there's a significant chance that we do not raise the debt ceiling, and if we get another downgrade in the quality of U.S. debt, as we did the last time, then interest rates overall climb because the debt is viewed as being somewhat riskier. When interest rates rise like that, it is the exact opposite of what the Fed is trying to do to stimulate the economy. It's like a tax, only it's across the board. Everybody gets to pay it. So it's just like throwing a blanket on the economy. And it is a very disturbing thing to contemplate. But, you know, we could lose, you know, two or three tenths of a point in GDP growth simply because our interest rates across the board would rise if our credit rating were to drop one more click in the way they determine what those credit ratings are.
Well, it's very unfortunate this coming at a time when investors have seen a good year so far. We're up still, 14 to 15%?
Actually, the Dow is up almost 18 points, the NASDAQ 25.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a tremendous year. Nobody could have forecast that it would be this good. I think if we were to get even a 10-point correction, it'd still be a pretty decent year. But that's for investors. That's for people who are buying stocks and bonds. The overall effect on the economy, however, which talks about, you know, GDP growth and employment and, you know, the ability of the middle class to earn and spend money on consumer stuff, which is really what 70% of our economy is about, that all gets affected, and you know, where certainly my primary concern for my clients is investment performance. But at some point, investment performance and the economy are closely linked, Bill, and that linkage cannot be ignored.
Well, it certainly looks like it's just this standoff that is going to be we are headed for in Washington. And it will be interesting, Shelley Fishman, to see what essential services will be continuing. Folks are, from what we're hearing, they'll still get their Social Security check. That's a huge one for many people. But there's going to be a lot of uncertainty, isn't there?
There's going to be tremendous uncertainty. And I think, you know, I'm old enough to remember what happened the last time Congress did this. And as it goes on, more and more departments either shut down or shut down in part. And, you know, my memory is that back when this happened, I think in 1997, mm-hmm. At some point, Social Security checks were, in fact, threatened. Now, back then, a lot of that, there actually were Social Security checks, and they actually did get mailed. Today, everything happens, or most everything happens electronically. But even so, what brought it to an end the last time was a hue and cry from the public that said, stop this. And, you know, if this goes on for a couple of weeks, Bill, I have no idea how bad the effect will be, number one, on the economy, and number two, on investments.
Yeah, well, we'll have to watch what's going on. And when you're with us next Tuesday, we will know, because next Tuesday, the government basically on Monday evening at midnight runs out of money. Right, Shelley?
Well, they run out of the right to spend money.
Spend money.
What happens is the fiscal year stops.
Yeah.
There is no continuing budget resolution, no continuing budget, so the government has no more authority to continue to spend. Now, certain things are on autopilot and will continue to move ahead, but but the government actually doesn't run out of money
until
the spending limit is hit, and that's the end of October.
Shelley, where can folks find out about you?
Right on buckmastershow.com, best way to reach me.
Thank you. Shelley, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Although they're both in New York for a meeting of the UN, President Obama and Iran's new President Rouhani will not meet. That's the word from senior U.S. officials. Apparently a meeting proved to be too complicated for the Iranians. According to the president of Kenya, the attackers, who held off Kenyan security forces at a shopping mall in Nairobi since Saturday, have now been defeated after killing at least 67 civilians and government troops. The Kenyan leader making it clear that the death toll will rise, saying that several bodies are still trapped in the rubble after three floors of that shopping mall collapsed. Explosions and gunfire had been heard from the mall throughout the day today, and smoke rose from the building in the afternoon. Updating Wall Street, the Dow down 23 points, the Nasdaq up 11. More details at srnnews.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
It's Mariachi Fiesta with Los Changuitos Feos, the original mariachi youth group. Saturday, September 28th at La Posada on Oracle. Browse the art show, stay for dinner and the concert, and support scholarships. Saturday, September 28th at La Posada on Oracle. For tax-deductible tickets, call 820-8121.
Experience UA Biosphere 2 Discovery Nights under the glowing glass of brilliant light. Starting Saturday, September 28th, a first-time-ever five-straight Saturday night premiere. An exciting family adventure with activities that promote more curiosity. Receive a free annual pass with nighttime adult admissions. Kids 12 and under, also free. Limit 2 per adult. Visit b2science.org for more event details.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the program brought to you by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, which makes a great weekend getaway. Or during the week, head over there. It's just only, what, three and a half hours due east of Tucson. Pretty much take a left at Lordsburg, go up about 45 miles or so, and you're at Silver City in Grant County at about a mile high elevation. It's so beautiful over there right now. They've had a lot of summer rain, things greening up. It's autumn in the high country. Really pretty. This weekend, Southwest Festival of the Written Word is going on in Silver City. You can find out about all the great places to stay, including the Cottage of Whispering Canyon, Buckhorn RV Park, and Lake Roberts Motel by visiting southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Well, more and more parents are opting out of standardized testing. We're going to talk about that over the next few minutes with the Buckmaster Show contributor on education, Dr. Robert Hendricks, Associate Professor Emeritus at the University of Arizona College of Education, where he's the former head of the Department of Educational Policy Studies and Practice. He has taught organizational theory, human resource management, and policy at the master's and doctoral level. The former superintendent of the Flowing Wells School District, Dr. Hendricks, was named Arizona's top superintendent in 1989. Bob, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bill.
So parents are saying, for whatever reason, that they don't want their kids to take standardized tests. First of all, can they do that?
Well, it depends on the state, and it depends on how you want to work around the requirement. In many states, if you attend a private school, or a parochial school, you don't have to take the standardized tests. That would be the case here in Arizona. We don't know really what the requirements are going to be with the new testing. Many people are probably aware that the Ames test, which was commonly the measure of student achievement in Arizona, has been replaced. And so students now, at least through year 2016, are going to have to pass the test to graduate. But after that time, this other testing system is going to replace it. Whether that's going to have a requirement that's linked with graduation or not, we don't know. But probably a lot of the listeners have heard this term Common Core Standards, mm-hmm. and that's the new measurement that's going to be tested. In Arizona, we're going to use the Common Core Standards, but we're going to call it something else. And
yeah, it was in the front page of the paper today,
right.
Changing the name of the Common Core Standards to what?
It's going to be called the Arizona College and Career Ready Standards,
okay.
Which by any other name is still the core standards. I think the subtext of this bill is that there are some very conservative legislators who don't like the fact that Common Core Standards came from original roots were from the federal government. And so the idea that states still have sovereignty and can be responsible for their own standards. But the reality is we do have a national curriculum. We do have national standards. And in one way or another, we're going to abide by them if we're going to play in the national arena.
And basically, that's what Superintendent of Public Instruction John Hoopenthal said today in his op-ed piece in the Arizona Republic, that the name was changing, but the intent is still the same.
It is. It is. And I applaud the intent because we have a system of standards that are nationally recognized. They have been developed through a number of expert panels, which include practitioners in the field and experts in each of the academic areas. And it's time that we set a national agenda for curriculum in this country. And testing is one way, and it's only one way, but it is a way for us to determine if we're staying on track or not. There's no better way than if you have a valid test to determine if students are learning what you're teaching them. And if they're not learning it, then you make the adjustments to the curriculum. So I think the core standards system is going to be very, very appropriate for where we need to go in this country.
Getting back to parents opting kids out of standardized testing, this is going on in several states. Up in Oregon, it's going on, and in other places. Why are the parents saying that they don't want their children involved with these standardized tests?
Well, there's three main arguments. One argument that I hear quite a bit is that it's putting too much pressure on children. And with that pressure, students, you know, aren't functioning the way they should function in American society. And, of course, if we look at other countries around the world, and there is indeed some recognition of the fact that other countries may put even more pressure on children because those tests may determine their future, mm-hmm. whether they go on a vocational track or whether they go into an academic track. But the reality is we do, you know, tests do create pressure, and that's a fact of life. And so maybe there is some merit in the fact that we do in some occasions get too fanaticized by testing, mm-hmm. and we're testing too much. But the reality to eliminate testing completely or to reduce it, particularly in the respect of standards, I think is really absurd.
So that's the main reason.
That's the main reason. Another reason is that that I've heard is that it encourages teachers to teach to the test.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing because that's what we want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to address the standards, to teach the standards, and the test is going to measure that these standards have been achieved, that students have learned them. And the third reason I hear is that it creates an environment for cheating. And we know that there is some truth to that. There have been situations where merit pay has been linked to testing and teacher performance and so forth. People have manipulated the numbers and done things that really are unethical. But I think that can be monitored, and I'm not sure that that's a major reason why one would be against testing.
But in public schools in Arizona, you can't opt out.
You cannot opt out. That's correct.
Whether that will change, it would probably take the legislature to change that.
It would. And again, the question is, what are you opting out of? If it's a high stakes test, that means it's directed towards achieving well to graduate or to be promoted. At this point in time, we don't know if the new system is going to be a high stakes test or not. I suspect that it will be.
Can you take a quick comment from one of our listeners?
Sure.
All right. Let's go to Matthew on the Buckmaster Show live line. Matthew, you're with Dr. Robert Hendricks.
You know, Dr. Hendricks, I listened to the lady from Fair Test, which is an organization that is very wary of the Common Core.
Yes.
And actually, I had called in to challenge her as to what their position was. I gather that they're asking for a 3-year moratorium. But, you know, after listening to her for a while, I'm just going to make this comment that, you know, I think even Superintendent Sanchez had suggested something to the same thing. You know, teaching is not testing, and testing is not teaching. And if we would use these tests not to promote people to the next grade level, because I think that doesn't help them, not to criticize the teachers for working in disadvantaged areas, we would realize that we could use standardized testing in a useful manner, but they're not being used in a useful manner right now, and I think that's what's drawing a lot of discontent right now from people.
Okay. Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you.
Matthew, I hear what you're saying, and I think there's been some notion that if we could have a testing system that was really in kind of a safe harbor environment, which I think is what you're suggesting, is that teachers are not penalized and that parents are getting good information to understand how students are improving. I'm not sure how we do that, and I'm not sure where we're heading with Common Core standards, certainly in Arizona, because there are no high stakes attached to it yet. But there certainly has been a lot of discussion about how it's going to be linked with teacher performance pay. So I think that certainly bears watching.
All right, Dr. Hendricks, thank you very much. So we will keep a very close eye on the changes. Well, the change in name to Common Core standards already has happened, but pretty much the intent is still there. And we still have the standardized tests in Arizona. And parents, if you're in a public school, you don't really have a choice about opting out. Bob Hendricks, thank you very much.
Thank you,
we'll
Bill.
We'll see you next month. Thanks
okay,
a lot.
Okay, looking all forward right. to it.
Coming up next, our every other Tuesday arts report. Dan Gibson is waiting in the wings, the editor of the Tucson Weekly, and our report brought to you by Fox Tucson Theater. That's coming up next. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I park right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our every other Tuesday arts report on Buckmaster, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting Spank, the 50 Shades parody on October the 8th. This hilarious new comedy brings the naughty fun of the best-selling book to life. Your inner goodness will be laughing out loud as the sharp-witted characters delight and surprise as they delve into some atypical subject matter. Spank, the 50 Shades parody, October 8th. To view the full Fox Theater schedule and to purchase tickets to Spank, call 547-3040 or visit FoxTucson.com. Joining me in studio for the Every Other Tuesday Art Support, Dan Gibson, editor of the Tucson Weekly. Dan's been a very busy guy getting ready for really, Dan, the big issue of the year coming out this week.
Yeah, Best of Tucson. It's our 25th Best of Tucson.
Is it really?
Yeah, so we're putting, you know, obviously we have our regular issue that also comes out, but we have a, I think it's like 80 pages this year, and it covers 200 some categories. So it's all of the things. If you want to know the best things to see and do and eat and drink and the best people to know in Tucson, it's all in there.
Where can folks celebrate this?
Oh, you know, that's a great thank you for mentioning that. At Borderlands Brewery tomorrow night from I think 5 to 8, we'll be there for a while, but get there at 5. We're going to have, there's a specialty beer that Borderlands is going to make for the occasion at 1, I always get the address wrong, it's on Tool. You'll find it if you go downtown, 119 East Tool. There's going to be a specialty beer, we're going to have raffles, we're going to have drawings, there'll be prizes. You can get yourself a Best of Tucson mug.
Oh, cool.
So that's a limited edition collector's item.
There you go. So
Tucson sell it on Weekly, eBay the next day.
Yeah, right. The Best of and the party tomorrow and then the issue coming out this week. Want to begin with UA Presents at a different venue. People think UA Presents, Dan Gibson, and they think what? Centennial Hall?
Yeah, there's Centennial Hall, possibly Crowder Hall.
Yeah.
They kind of get mostly U of A campus.
Different venue and really exciting group I had not heard about. I looked them up and they're called Red Barrage.
Yeah, absolutely worth checking out. This is next Friday at the Rialto Theater.
October 4th, yep.
Yes, and Red Brat are New York City-based because all bands come from New York City these days. They are a band that combines the music of Bollywood, the sort of Indian pop culture music, with the funky sort of dance parade styles of New Orleans. So it's brass band and Bollywood, all this stuff sort of colliding. They are a party. Like, I mean, the entire nature of what they do is about liveliness and partying. It's this great sort of funky sound. If you look them up on YouTube, you'll just get a sense of like just how amazing this band
they
is.
They get great reviews. The Wall Street Journal calls them a big band for the world. So if you're going to go to this show, come down, stand up probably the whole show.
You probably should prepare for that. I mean, even if you weren't planning on it, I think you'll just sort of feel the rise up. But we should be having Tucson Week will be having a preview party next Wednesday at Tap and Bottle. Go to our website for more details.
Okay, and it's Red Barat, and it's spelled Barat.
I have no idea what that means.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's
something
funky.
Do you have any insight to what that means? No,
no,
you don't.
Okay. Yeah, I just enjoy the ride.
And how about films this upcoming weeks?
Oh, yeah. So the Loft Cinema has been doing, Loft Theaters has been doing a series, the Coen Brothers retrospective, going through the films of the Joel and Ethan Coen, renowned filmmakers who have Inside Llewellyn Davis coming up this winter. They're closing that out this weekend with, they have a party on their Mooney back lot, which is a fun, interesting sort of event space or celebrating the Coen Brothers movies. You can come dressed up as, you know, as the dude from The Big Lebowski. If you want to be Barton Fink, Yeah, I mean, we all, in a way, and this is my tribute to my new colleague, Mark Evans, is you should be the dude. But they're also showing The Big Lebowski for one screening as well. So you get to, you know, see one of the most, it's really like legendary movies of our era, this quotable sort of pop culture, you know, expanse. And so, you know, just to celebrate the dudeness, our inner dudeness this weekend at Loft Cinema.
And for more information, loftcinema.com. Arizona Theater Company, they have The Importance of Being Earnest by ATC. They're really in the midst of this run before they take the show. I think they started with it here in Tucson, then they take it up to Phoenix.
As it should be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that will be running through October the 5th. What do you like about this show?
You know, it's a great play, and it's just sort of this, you know, Oscar Wilde was writing that sort of situational satire, wanted to make, you know, plays for smart people in the time. And so Arizona Theater Company has taken this sort of interesting, you know, like revitalized take on the importance of being earnest. And it's a fun, you know, comedic romp. We have a review of it coming up this week. Sherilyn Forrester liked nearly all of it. There were some choices she didn't agree with, but the costumes are amazing. It's got the things you expect from an Arizona Theater Company presentation, which is just top-notch entertainment across the board. It's a great way to begin their season. We've got a ton of great stuff coming up, and so if you want to see them all, I mean, you want to check them off on a punch card, you got to start with the importance of being earnest so that you can claim, you know, you can make that bold claim.
Dan Gibson is with us, the editor of the Tucson Weekly. This is our Every Other Tuesday Arts Report presented by Fox Tucson Theater. You can find out more about the Fox. Visit foxtucson.com. Now, photography, the Arts Eye Gallery. Their opening reception was held recently, but the show is still up. What is this about? Holga Inspire.
I probably am not the person to ask about photography because I have never taken a good photo in my life. But Arts Eye has this great show. They have this Holga, which is a camera that was made in Hong Kong for the burgeoning Chinese market in the 70s. And you can buy one online on Amazon or whatever for like $20. But the images sort of leak in. They're very like... They call them vignettes. So you have the dark edges, the sort of bursts of light. They're really fascinating photography. And there's actually a Pulitzer Prize winning photo of Al Gore that's showing at this Arts Eye exhibition as well.
And the Arts Eye Gallery is located at 3550 East Grant Road. And the Holga Inspire, our lovely producer Rose had told me recently about Holga. It's kind of a... kind of a trendy thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's like, you know, so everybody takes these Instagram photos, but Holga is sort of the beginning of that. If they were actually making it with real cameras without the ability to sort of filter and edit, they're sort of fascinating tech, like sort of low technology used in these high art ways.
And I want to point out that in the current issue of the Weekly, our friend Margaret Regan, the arts editor, who will probably be back with us in a couple of weeks, Faculty in Focus, the artist teachers of Pima Community College, looks like a very interesting show. This is kind of, I think, an annual exhibit featuring the work of the 15, I believe, art professors over at Pima.
Yeah, and Pima has this really incredible collection of people teaching there, but it's also an opportunity for these instructors to show off their own work, what they're doing. Actually, sort of this like accidental nature theme that mm-hmm. runs through what happens with what they're doing this year, and whether that's a quest for peacefulness, like some sort of serenity in the middle of some of the chaos at PCC, maybe, who knows? That's a theory, but amazing work there, and just an opportunity to see like Tucsonans doing great things over there at Pima.
There was a piece in today's Star about some economic developments going on downtown that were not related to the restaurant and bar scene. So
yeah.
The folks who have been saying, well, we were getting too many
and there are people saying that, yeah.
And bars. But how do you see the downtown scene right now? Do you think the synergy is good right now with pretty much what we've got, or what do you think?
I think you had to get people down there first and just feeling comfortable with the space. And I think the restaurants and bars and entertainment really do a great job of that. And people are going to want to be down there. They'll want to be in proximity to those things. And I think when you see that, you know, you see things like Gangplank and Zero Craft and the new Scott Steitler has a new co-working space. And you have like there will be incubated ideas that come out of these spaces. And that the city, to their credit, has really put a progressive sort of idea on trying to launch businesses in this downtown area. Get smart people down there. They're going to be attracted by the food and the drink and all the things that are happening. And then when you get great smart people in a room, great, you know, good ideas will come out of it. And so that's where I think the genesis of that stuff is starting to happen. I'm excited. I love downtown.
Diane Gibson, thank you very much. The Tucson Weekly Best Of issue. It's a signature issue of the Weekly. It's the 25th anniversary.
25. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
They let me do one.
Somewhere you've probably got all 25 archived.
In the vault.
Yeah, in the vault.
We hid the vault secret. You have thumbprint to get
there
in.
There you
it's
go.
Crazy.
Dan, thanks a lot.
Anytime.
This week's Art Report on the Buckmaster Show, our Every Other Tuesday Arts Report, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting Eden Reichel. The Eden Reichel Project, October the 9th. He's a big name in Israel, I believe.
He's huge there.
Yeah. The Eden Reichel Project burst onto the global music scene in 2003. as a collaboration of musical artists from different generations, ethnicities, and cultures. Spectacular live show has enhanced audiences and enchanted them worldwide. See keyboardist and composer Eden Reichel at the Fox on October the 9th. To view the full Fox Tucson Theater schedule and to purchase tickets to the Eden Reichel Project, call 547-3040 or visit foxtucson.com. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by our friends at Culligan. Better water, pure and simple Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. Coming up this afternoon, 3 to 5 in this very studio, it is the Dean of Local Talk, John C. Scott Show, here on AM 1030 KVOI. Then tomorrow morning, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. I'm Bill Buckmaster. I'll be back with you 12:04 for our midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show tomorrow. Hope you have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.